You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
It had been Terry's dream to move to London. As a child, she remembered seeing it in a film, thinking how exciting it seemed, how sexy Englishmen always seemed. Jumping out of the taxi outside the smart new block in the west end of town, she breathed in the fumes, smiled deeply. This really was it. After paying the driver, she entered the building, picked up her keys from reception, and took the slow lift to the third floor. She'd hardly set her bags when the doorbell went. "Hi, Terry. I'm Grant. The firm asked me to keep an eye out for your arrival. I work there too, and I live next door. So, hi. Good to meet you." Grant was tall and good-looking. Unlike many of her male counterparts in New York, things were looking up already. He also admired her exceptional curves and silky long dark hair. "Hi." "Yeah, and good to meet you too. Thanks for looking in," she replied. "No problem. I'm just over the way if you need anything, but I'll leave you to get settled in. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've got anything planned, but I'm having a party tomorrow night. But just to warn you, it might be a bit wild, if you know what I mean." "Sounds interesting. I like wild. As long as my jet lag isn't too bad, I'll be there." The next 24 hours were spent unpacking, sleeping, wandering around the neighborhood, and calling friends already in London. As the evening grew on, she heard voices in the corridor, and then remembered Grant's party. Back home, she could never resist a good house party. She thought this would be a good chance to sample the London locals. She decided to get ready and slipped into a bubble bath. As she relaxed, her mind wandered to thoughts of Grant and Englishmen. She was a girl who needed a lot of sex, and already she had designs on Grant. As her mind began to run, she caressed herself under the bubbles, softly rubbing her tits, her stiffening nipples. Reaching behind her head, she grabbed her trusty friend, the big pink dildo that she'd fretted about bringing in case she was stopped at customs. With her legs bent, she teased the ribbed shaft over her clit, down between her thighs. As the pleasure took hold, she changed tack, inserted the full length of it into her cunt. Rhythmically, she eased the dildo in and out. Oh, the soapy water splashing up over her pert breasts, now glistening with a silky sheen, hitting her G-spot every time. Oh, she began to gasp in ecstasy. Oh, yeah, she felt her orgasm build. Oh, as it came, she arched up. Oh, revealing her stunning soap-covered body to the mirror, turning herself on even more as she caught sight of herself. Oh, with a subtle smirk on her face, she dressed. Feeling exceptionally horny, she threw on a flimsy, low-cut crop top and her favorite tight jeans. It was gone 11 o'clock by the time she braved the party. Recognizing nobody, she said hi to some friendly and admiring faces, but she was really looking for Grant. "Hi there. Glad you decided to come. Have a martini." It was Grant, looking good in a crisp white shirt and baggy denims. The music was loud, so he bent down to her ear. "I should let you into a secret. Everyone here is either single or happy to mingle, if you get my drift." "Oh, I see," she said, slightly taken aback, as this wasn't the London she'd expected, but at the same time, she had a tingle of excitement. As she scanned the room again, she realized that in the low light, there were already couples kissing and fondling. "How sexy," she added, almost by accident. "I hope you don't mind. Don't feel you have to stay if you don't want to." "Don't worry about me," she replied. "I might just enjoy myself." At that moment, a stunning blonde came over, slipped her arm through Grant's. "Hi, Siobhan. This is my new neighbor, Terry. Terry, this is my old friend Siobhan." "Good to meet you," said Terry. "You too," said Siobhan quickly, adding, "You're cute." Terry wasn't sure what to say. Was this a come-on? Before she could really think, she muttered, "You're stunning." Siobhan grabbed Grant. "Excuse us," he said, and they headed off. Terry polished off her drink and went to the makeshift bar for a top-up and quickly fell into conversation with a South African chap. As the night progressed, she received one or two propositions, but in between she noticed that Grant would occasionally look over at her, as would Siobhan. After a while, Terry grabbed a bottle of champagne and wandered over to Grant, stepping past humping couples. "I've got some bubbly, and I've got an empty flat, which is just next door. How would you and Siobhan like to join me?" "Sounds like an idea," said Grant smartly. "I'll get Siobhan. I think she's currently being fucked by two insurance brokers, but I'll know she'll feel fine with you, and I'll be far more preferable. We'll be over shortly." Terry went back to her flat, and shortly Grant arrived with a slightly flushed-looking Siobhan, fresh from the fight with her fantastic hair now hanging down and slightly ruffled. As Terry watched her saunter in, she suddenly felt a little weak at the knees and on edge. Grant opened and poured the champagne. He passed the glasses round. "Here's to new neighbours and good times." They chinked glasses and drank. Without another word being spoken, Siobhan, in a mid-length white dress and matching heels, seductively hooked her finger under each dress strap and slipped the thin straps off her shoulders. Grant unzipped her at the back, and the soft material fell to the marble floor. She stood in perfect white lingerie, her beautiful breasts cupped in silk, her thighs clad in silk stockings, and a suspender belt around her waist. There were no knickers. They'd gone as a trophy for the insurance brokers. Terry was kneeling on a white faux bearskin rug. She tried not to drool as her eyes feasted on Siobhan's body. She'd never really been with a woman before, but something about Siobhan had really struck her. Oh, watching her now, she knew something was going to happen. She felt she was shortly going to experience something completely different, especially if Grant was involved as well. Grant removed his shirt over his head, revealing a strong bronze torso. Siobhan kissed him deeply, their mouths wide open, gorging on each other's moistness. Siobhan stopped to drink champagne. As they embraced again, Terry could see the drink spill from Siobhan's mouth and down both their chests. Oh, Siobhan pulled away, began to lick the champagne from Grant's chest, ending up on her knees in front of him. Grant backed up against the bar. Oh, I'm afraid it's trickled down your pants. They'll have to come off. Bewitched, Terry watched as the near-naked Siobhan unbuttoned Grant's fly with a single wrench, then pulled down his underwear, revealing a large, erect cock with a pulsing purple helmet. Siobhan teased it and sucked him while he held onto the bar in pleasure. Oh, unable to hold back, Terry came over to the two of them and had an urge to kiss Siobhan's gorgeous back. As she touched her, Terry felt a subtle flinch from the blonde, but no complaints as she parted her hair, then kissed her softly between the shoulders. Terry removed her top and her bra and cuddled up against Siobhan's back, joining in the rhythm with which she was gobbling Grant's cock. First removing her bra, Terry then reached round and held Siobhan's tits. These fantastic breasts felt hugely sensuous, and her nipples were hard, hard as bullets. Terry softly massaged them. Terry then reached down and stroked Siobhan's soft, silk-clad thighs. They now almost began to gently ride each other. Oh, fuck. Terry slipped her hand down to Siobhan's cunt. Oof, it was wet. Terry felt a spasm of thrills run through her. Oh, God, to feel another woman responding so excitedly to her touch. She tweaked Siobhan's clit, played with it like it was her own. Her masterstroke was to grab her dildo. Oof, she squeezed it gently into Siobhan. Siobhan moaned in surprise and approval as Terry thrust it in. Ah, in and out. Ah. Grant was about to come. Oh, so was Siobhan. The dildo's thrusting was bringing her to the edge of pleasure, while Grant was getting off on having his dick expertly serviced and seeing the two girls getting it on. Their bodies both tensed, as they climaxed together in a vigorous moment of sexual energy. Terry held onto Siobhan's body, drenched in sweat. As it arched, shook uncontrollably. Terry held tight as she also came in sheer pleasure at the moment. It wasn't long before the three of them moved to Terry's bed, both now naked, except for Siobhan's white stockings. The girls kissed passionately while Grant looked on. Siobhan wanted to return the orgasmic favor for Terry, and after sucking her tits while rubbing her cunt, she then went down on Terry, drinking up her pussy juices like a fine wine, as Terry came closer, closer to coming. Oh, then just as her orgasm approached, Siobhan swung around. The two girls sucked each other's fannies until they both came. Oh, God, in crashing crescendo. Exhausted, Siobhan pulled off, and then Grant was there, and Terry excitedly grabbed his cock, slipping it into her eager, dripping snatch. They were immediately fucking furiously, her ample tits bouncing around, slapping against Grant's chest, while his balls bounced off her anus with every thrust. Oh, yeah. It didn't take long for Terry to approach orgasm again. But to Grant and Terry's delight, Siobhan wasn't finished yet. With Grant now sitting up, still shagging Terry hard while she lay back, Siobhan lay down on top of Terry, wrapping her legs around Grant. Oh, fuck, while the girls could rub their tits together. Oh, kiss hard. Grant spotted the dildo, was now hanging out of Siobhan's dribbling cunt, so he grabbed it, was now fucking both girls together. Oh, while they got off on each other's beauty and sweat-soaked perfect bodies. They all came in a tumultuous explosion, the power of their combined orgasms. Oh, fuck, shrieks of ecstasy. Oh, could be heard a block away. Oh, shattered they lay in a heap amidst their own sex juices. Oh. Terry never saw Siobhan again, but she spent many happy and passionate evenings with Grant. Sometimes she would yearn for Siobhan's touch, but it had been a night never to be repeated, and that's how she wanted her first English night to be remembered.